Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
That is me. I am Heather, and welcome, my friend. I hope that you are having a really good day. It's a beautiful day here. It's, even though it's the middle of October, don't even need a jacket yet. That's so crazy. When I was a little kid, my mom would make my Halloween costume so it fit over a snowsuit. So back in my day. Okay, I digress. So welcome. Today is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. And as always, we're going to talk about something to help you see something different, hopefully. To help you see maybe where you can shift the way you're thinking about something to help you become more fabulous than you already are. So today we're talking about who does worry serve? And it's interesting. I was thinking about this the other day when I decided what the show was going to be about. And sometimes it takes me a long time to fall asleep. Sometimes it takes me 2 hours of lying there, flipping, flopping, flipping, flopping. And I cannot go to sleep. And people will always say to me, what are you worrying about? I'm like, I don't think I'm worrying about anything. So that makes me think, am I worrying about something? And then I worry about if I'm worrying. And that doesn't really serve anything at all, does it? But if you think about worrying, I mean, I used to think worrying back, say, let's say, you know, 20-ish years ago, I used to think worrying was something smart. Because I didn't see it as worrying. I thought it was like, you know, thinking of all the possible things that could go wrong so that you could be prepared for them. And I think this came from my corporate life. When we used to prepare, because I was the corporate finance executive. When we used to we were publicly traded. So we would have these annual general meetings. And to prepare this CEO, you always had to think of every possible question you could think of that someone in the audience might answer or ask so that he could be prepared to answer them. Because you don't want him just, you know, winging it. You want him to be prepared. So we're constantly thinking about, you know, what could go wrong? What could they ask? What could be an unseen little time bomb waiting to explode? And I also, the departments that I was in charge of was loss prevention. And you worry a lot about everything in loss prevention, let me tell you. And what happens is that when you are constantly looking for that thing that could go wrong, that really limits your ability to see what can go right, doesn't it? I mean, yes, crossing a busy highway, you might worry about getting hit by a car. There's places where it's you know, valid. But if the worrying isn't actually protecting you or helping you in any way, then who is it for? Like, what purpose is it serving? And I know that these days, especially, probably it's been like this a lot, but I feel like it's more widespread now because of the internet and social media, and we have access to everything at every moment now, is that there's a lot going on in news and social media, and where it seems to be a lot of people are really worried and they're very upset, and that kind of feeds into this endless negative possibilities of what could go wrong. And when you're stuck in there, you can't see a way out, right? You're wired for this disaster. It's like you're constantly waiting for the axe to fall. And how can you live a joyful life if you're constantly waiting for the thing that's going to go wrong? Now, we all know people who are worriers. This just seems to be the way they're built. And I feel like it's a learned skill to worry, a learned skill, because we also know people who don't worry about anything. I know people who they don't worry about anything. And I think that's a learned skill. I think that their outlook on life is they've just learned a different outlook on life. So we have this ability to recognize when we're worrying about something and send it through vet it. Think about, what is this worrying for? Is it a worry that's trying to stop me from doing something that my psyche thinks is dangerous? Like, I don't know, becoming famous could be dangerous to some people. Being successful is dangerous to some people. You know, what is this worry for? So worrying can cause you to be paralyzed and not take any action. And I know that our psyches try to protect us from things that it thinks are dangerous, even if it's not a man-eating tiger, right? So you can worry about, so think about if you're, I can remember we were putting on an open house. This was my former partner and I, we were just having a holiday open house. It was a party. It was a party. That's all it was. This was back when I was still an accountant. We invited all our friends over for a party. And I was so worried that, you know, the food wasn't going to be right, that nobody was going to show up, that, you know, you name it, I could have dreamed up anything. The food was going to be too much. The food was going to be too little. There's too many people come. Not enough people will come. People will come and not be happy. I don't know. It was so strange. And my partner wasn't really worried, which was interesting because he worried about other things. It was a very strange thing. And I, if left to my own devices, I probably would have canceled the party because I was so worried about what might happen. What if nobody comes? Oh my God, nobody likes me. That whole need for acceptance, right? So if you remove that need for your ego to be satisfied, the worry party, yes, it is the worry party. If you remove that need for being judged, worrying about the being judged, worrying about, am I going to be successful, worrying about, am I going to fail, and just trust and release the worry, you will live so much lighter. So it's true. Danielle just posted in the comments that every time she launches a class, she has a worry. And it's true. I have launched classes. I have launched workshops. I have launched memberships. I mean, I've been at coaching for about 8 years now, and I have launched things that crickets, complete fail. And it does impact you. It does impact you because it's our learning comes from experience. So if I let that inform going forward, I would never launch anything again, right? It's like if I said, oh, that didn't work. I failed. Therefore, nobody likes me. Therefore, I'll just retire. And I won't help people anymore because this is the wrong place. But what if it was the wrong time, the wrong message to the wrong people? What if there were lots of people who wanted to do it, but they didn't see it? So we use this worry and this fear to keep us where we are because it feels safe. And at some point in our evolution, it actually did help us, right? Because interestingly, if you think about neurology, our brains are built for survival. They're built to keep us alive. They're not built to make us successful, right? To our brains, our primal brains, being successful is not being killed. So anything that our brains equate with danger, it's going to go, oh, we can't do that. That's dangerous. You can't do that. this would put us into danger, even if it's we don't have the same kinds in general. We don't have the same kinds of dangers anymore that we did back in the day, right? So, but our brains, even though we've evolved to this, we think we're super, we're super evolved, and we have come a long way from previous versions of us, but we haven't really evolved that far in the grand scheme of time. And our brains, we still have these parts of our brains that are wired for that instinct response, the protection response, the keeping you from getting killed response. And because they are still operating in the same way that they always did, they can't distinguish between, having a fear of failing at a job application or failing to ask for a promotion or failing at launching a new product, failing at giving a speech at a wedding, failing at a speech in front of your peers. All of these, I've done all of these things, and all of them were really scary. But if I worried about them, I wouldn't have done them, right? And it's interesting. This just popped into my head. It was probably 15 years ago, I got asked to be a keynote speaker at my university that I graduated from. It was the University of Ottawa. And the business group club, I think they still call them clubs, or is this where the students all come together and do stuff? They asked me to come and be the keynote because they had somehow heard of me that I was a graduate and that I was doing all these things and that I had opened my own yoga studio. I was still a chartered accountant, CPA, and I was running a yoga studio. So they asked me to come and give a talk on work-life balance. And one of the things people are afraid of is public speaking. It's up there with lions and tigers and bears. And I got the message and I was like, oh no, I'm not doing that. I was started to worry about all of the possibilities of what could go wrong and how I wouldn't be good enough. And my current partner, who is amazing and my biggest fan, he said, of course you're going to go talk to them. You're brilliant. And I took a leap of faith and I trusted him. And I practiced and practiced and practiced. And I went and I gave this keynote talk. And was it probably, I don't know if it was awe-inspiring, but at the end, I was like, wow, I didn't die. Imagine if I had let worry stop me. Because someone came up to me at the end of that talk and she said, that was amazing. You changed some, like I had changed something for her. And that was all I needed. One person. All I need is one person, by the way, to start a ripple effect out into the world. So if I had let worry stop me, think of that movie Sliding Doors. If I had not gone and done the talk, how would my life be different? Would I still be living in fear? I mean, I'm not saying I don't have fears, but, and I don't have worries. But when I feel worry coming on, I choose to step back from it to try and identify what is this worry really about? Is it really about, standing in front of 300 people and talking about work-life balance? You've got, like, I was ready. I knew what I wanted to say. I knew what my messaging was. Or is the fear this primal fear of being in danger, of being kicked off the island? I didn't know any of these people. I was a graduate. I just drove into town to give the talk. And if you can take the emotion part of worry, like just step to one side and start to really dig into what that is. That's going to help you rewire yourself so that worry stops hijacking you from being successful at whatever it is that you want to be, whatever it is that you dream of doing. That's what you want. You don't want to worry about what could go wrong. You want to have bravery and step into it anyway. So we're going to go just to onto our next break. I'm going to talk about stopping that worry spiral when we come back. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. This is Illuminate Your Worth. I am Heather, and I will see you right after the break.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
We are all on our own path to the thriving life. You don't have to follow somebody else's path. There's your mic drop piece of wisdom. This is Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. By the way, if you're ever listening live, you know you can come to the chat room on inspiredchoicesnetwork.com and chat with me. I mean, Danielle and I are talking back and forth all the time. So, yes, who does worry serve? So we are hardwired in our previous evolution to worry, to be aware, to plan for being eaten alive or something along those lines. And now we've still got that programming, but now we've got these beautiful frontal brain things. We have this, you know, ability to, when you feel that reactionary thing come on, you have that ability to pause. And one of the things that can happen is, so I was talking about, you know, separating yourself from whatever that worry is. So if you see people who are, they're not really in control of their worrying, it gets worse and worse, and they start spiraling into all the potential possibilities of what could go wrong, and that keeps them from doing anything at all. So imagine if when you first see this worry come in, that you can stop and take a look at that. And you can say, okay, so if I get up in front of this audience, what's the worst possible thing that could happen? You know, maybe it's just nobody came. And then you can say, okay, well, then what happens? Or maybe, you know, nobody's listening. Okay, and then what happens? And you keep asking yourself, and then what? And then what? And then what? And then what? And if you can follow that trail far enough, usually the thing, that's how you kind of get to the core of really where the worry is coming from. But it can also kind of clear it and go, well, okay, so then nobody came. Big deal. You know, it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. Nobody died, right? So I'm just thinking of, it's actually a TV show that I watched that a person was putting on this like giant music festival, and the posters all had the wrong date on it. So the poor guy, I mean, nobody came. But, and you know, there was fallout from that. But really, we make mistakes. Mistakes happen. And when you're trying to unpack where your worrying is coming from, you're not trying to fix it, because I don't think we can stop the natural process of what our brain does. And I don't know that we would want to. I mean, it's been designed pretty well. Like, our brains serve us pretty well, right? So I'm not saying I would want you to ever try, like, feel like a failure because you couldn't stop a worry from starting. What you can do is stop it from spiraling, right? So you can kind of, you're not going to fix. There's nothing to fix, actually. This isn't a fix. We're not trying to fix you. We're trying to help you. So it's not a fix. It's kind of shining a light on, okay, here's this worry. Oh, there's that worry. What's it all about? And you shine that light on it, kind of crawl around inside of it and figure out where it's coming from. And this, I can't even remember where I heard this saying. It was so long ago. It's like worrying is like praying for what you don't want, right? So if you think about this, take it to the extreme. Think about all the people who follow The Secret. And, I'm visualizing my manifestation. So worrying is a form of visualization, right? Worrying is, it's a form of visualizing what's going to go wrong. And if you're expecting the worst, then there's a good chance it's going to deliver, right? If you're manifesting, if you're saying, oh, this is all going to be bad and terrible and nothing's going to work, that's what you're going to see, even if it's not true. I know coaches who have launched programs and they had plans for, I'm going to sign up 100 people and make, $100,000. And maybe they signed up 25 people and they made 20, what is that, $25,000? Yes. Here's me trying to do math in my head. I'm an accountant. I had a calculator. They felt like a failure because they didn't sign up 100 people. They only signed up 25 people. I'm like, you signed up 25 people. That's amazing. So where you focus your attention is what's going to inform the feedback for yourself. So if you focus all your attention on the bad things, that's what you're going to see. That's what you're going to see. If you want to manifest chaos and obsess over it, it's going to work every single time because you're going to be looking for chaos in every moment. And just think about that. Like, if you're trying to control, I saw a quote from Abraham this morning. The more you try to control things, if you don't know who Abraham is, for my friends who don't know who Abraham is, the Esther Hicks is a woman who channels the entity Abraham, and or entities. I think it's multiples. And Abraham is very wise. I saw Abraham a few years ago in Denver. So good if you ever get a chance. And randomly, the quote, I get emails every morning. The quote from Abraham this morning was, the more that you want to try to control things and you work at controlling things, the universe will deliver you more things to control. It's like, oh my Lord, are you kidding me? So the more that you worry about things, the more the universe will deliver you things to worry about. Imagine that, because you are worrying is praying for what you don't want. It's manifesting the things you don't want instead of imagining. So imagine if you could flip it the other way. This is where I have a fridge magnet that I see every morning, and it tries to flip it the other way. Instead of imagining all of the, and I use this with my clients as well. Instead of imagining all of the things that can go wrong, let's make a list and imagine all the things that can go right. And it's so funny We are so good. We are so good at imagining all the things that can go wrong. It's hard for us humans to imagine all the things that can go right because it can feel silly. It can feel unrealistic. It can and when you're imagining all the things that can go right, like that person who wanted to get 100 people, they were imagining, oh, 100 people, that would be amazing. So they were disappointed when they didn't hit that. Even though they were successful, their launch was successful, right? They did earn income. They had people who wanted them to learn from them, but they felt like a failure. It's for me, it's really hard to watch when I can see how good people are and how successful they actually are, but they can't see it. And I know that if I just point it out to them, they're not going to believe me. They're not going to believe me. They're just going to say, no. It's like when someone says, well, you're looking really good today. Oh, this old thing. No. This is, I just pulled this out of the closet. So are you worried that if you say, thank you, I am looking good today, that you're going to get hit by a bolt of lightning? Like, what's that all about? So we are so good at imagining the negative because that's how we evolved, right? And worrying gives you that illusion that you're doing something. Worrying gives you that illusion that you are being responsible and you're taking action, but you're not actually doing anything. You're just imagining the negatives. If you could, if try this one day. If you have something that you're working on and you're worrying about how it's gonna, all the ways it's gonna fail, write all those down. Maybe even go through that and then what, and then what. But then on the other side of the paper, write down all the things that could go right and allow yourself to think big, right? Allow yourself to imagine all of the fabulous possibilities, all of the ways you could be successful at what you're trying to do. It's not going to hurt you. You don't have to show the list to anybody if you're worried that they're going to judge you, that you're like, oh, you didn't achieve that. Obviously, you failed. It's like the crabs in the bucket. You it's almost like we're trying to protect everybody else too. Don't climb too high. I'm going to pull you back down. That's too scary up there. Come back down. Really? That's not cool. That's not cool. Let help lift people up. We're trying to lift each other up into the fifth dimension, right? Ninth, tenth. Let's go all the way. The more that we can feel like the fabulous uplifting possibilities are coming our way, the more they will. That's the secret of the secret, by the way. Not, you can't just sit around and imagine it. You actually have to do something. You can't just sit and go, I'm visualizing winning the lottery. Well, you got to go buy the lottery ticket. You can't just visualize it and imagine it's going to plop in on you. Doesn't work that way. So I resisted for a long time the I mean, I remember when Christine, the lady who runs this fabulous network, interviewed me on the very first show back in June. And she told me that I was something along the lines. She said something like I was annoyingly positive or something. So I think I've always been on the positive side, but I have skill worries, worry skills, worry skills. I have worry skills. And I work constantly on unlearning them. So we're going to talk about one of the ways that I went into the woo. If you like the woo, we're going to dive into the woo to kind of release the needs for my worrying. Thanks. So we are going to go on our next break. Make sure you come back. But while we're on the break, pop out. just for a moment, or wherever you are. You don't even have to leave. Put in a little 5-star review. Give us some little hearts, some little love, some little happy faces. And make sure you come back to hear all about the woo. We will be back in just a moment.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
The way to thrive. There's so many ways. I was having a conversation with my husband earlier today. And a client earlier today, funny enough, had this come up twice. One solution, there's no one fits all solution to life. Yep, sorry. So there's your personal path for everything that you do. And that's kind of cool. Like you can... I always look to the outside to see examples, what worked for them. Would that work for me? I don't just assume that it's going to work for me. I used to. Did that work for them? I'll try that out. Did that work for them? I'll try that out. And just be an experimental, you know, be open to trying. So we're talking today about worrying. By the way, thanks for the 5-star review. Thanks for coming back. So worrying, yeah, worrying isn't wisdom. Worrying isn't being wise. Worrying is just fear wearing a dress. It's fear hiding in another way to try and trip you up. And fears are good. Fears keep us safe. Fears make us aware of our surroundings, but only if they are actually protecting us from something that is not in our best good, right? So speaking in front of a crowd, that may be in your best good to actually go and do that and experience that and realize you didn't die and that you enjoyed it. The first time I taught a yoga class, so I was quite, this is, you might not believe this, but I was very, very shy when I was younger. So shy, oh my goodness. I wouldn't go into a store if I thought they would ask me if I needed help because I was so shy. I was like so scared. And yeah, I wouldn't order pizza over the phone. Oh my goodness. So funny. So funny. I was so shy. I can't even, I know this little girl and I'm, you know, she's still part of me, but somehow I reassured her that she wouldn't die if people talked to her. And now I can't remember where I was going. Worrying is fear in disguise. Okay. So the ways that our inner wiring can trip us up isn't always in our best good. And the best way to rewire yourself is to feel the fear or the worry, whatever label you want to put on it, and do some contemplation on it, especially if it's going to really stopping you. Do some contemplation on it, on like where it's coming from. And if it's not actually dangerous, do it anyway. And use it like you're a scientist. So if you could go through life like a scientist, where you're going to try something, you're going to try something, but you don't know how it's going to work out, and you didn't place your worth, your success, your value on the outcome, you just say, I'm just going to go try this and see if it works. Because scientists, imagine if you were a scientist and your experiment failed and you went, oh, I'm such a failure as a scientist. Right. No, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to try over and in different ways, try something new. And when something doesn't work, like when I had nobody in my workshop, it's like, wow, nobody. I said, okay, well, it's a good workshop. Yeah, I think it's still a good workshop. So I started trying to look at it like maybe I just didn't actually tell as many people, like maybe I thought I was promoting it and I was not really promoting it. So you start, scientists will go in and they'll start to look at why didn't that work? Why didn't that work? Why? What could we tweak? What could we change? Is this experiment faulty? Is this workshop just not something that's needed right now? Okay, maybe we'll just put that on the shelf, not throw it away, never throw anything away. Put it on the shelf. Maybe it'll be needed later. It was a good idea. Obviously, it was a good idea because I thought of it, but maybe it wasn't needed right now. I came in too soon, right? Too early for this idea. Ahead of the curve. So when you treat your life as an experiment and don't place your worth or the, your ego will tell you, oh, yeah, you're no good. Don't let it do that because that's not true. Now, going into the woo. So now when I was it a year ago, 2 years ago? Wow, time flies, man. So I was in a networking meeting and I met this woman who was an Akashic Records reader. I had no idea what they were back then. I think I'd probably heard about them somewhere in my travels, but I didn't really have good knowledge of them. So I had a one-on-one chat with her and she said, oh, do you want me to show? She told me about what they were. She said, do you want me to show you? I'm like, yes, show me. That would be great. So she showed me what they were. I was like, wow, they're so cool. It's like you can access the universe and your higher self and your record keepers and guides and people. Whether you believe it or not, whatever version of this you believe in or not, there is some energy in the universe. I don't believe you just plop down here and then you're gone. Because did I do the Everything is an Impermanent show? I can't remember. Maybe that one's coming up. You're just energy, my friend. Your energy here now. And I just saw an article the other day. Oh, I haven't done that show yet. Thanks, Danielle. Teaser alert. Everything is Impermanent show is coming soon. that came from when I was sitting with the Dalai Lama like 20 years ago. So, you are energy. And I saw this headline just like yesterday that said, quantum physics has proven that death doesn't exist. It's like, what? Because you're energy. You just transmute into another kind of energy. So that lends a lot of credence to what we call woo. And I don't think it's woo. I think we just haven't had a way to measure or understand it. So we don't give it, in our current very left-brained, logical world full of science and technology, we don't give a lot of credence to something that can't be measured. So this woman had given me a reading, and I thought, that's fascinating. I need to know more about this. So I ended up enrolling with a class with her where she taught me how to read my own, talk to my own record keepers. And then I went in a class with her where I could read other, help other people by reading their records. And it's just so amazing that you have access to wisdom, whether you believe like it's a subconscious internal wisdom, whether you believe it's a entity outside, it doesn't matter where you believe it is. But there is a wisdom inside of you that's connected to you, that's part of you, that sees how amazing you are and knows that you're, it knows what you're afraid of. And it knows your purpose, your passions, your path in life. So when she taught me this, I started having conversations. Now, my conversations are yes, no's usually. When I'm talking to, I call it my higher self, I call it HS, which is my initials, funny. HS. So I'll ask it questions like, is it in my best good to? And this is how I started practicing. So I have a woman that I know who teaches people how to access their intuition. Call it intuition if you want. Intuition is a very good way to describe it. And when I started practicing, because I wanted to practice on something that wasn't so critical, like, should I quit my job and go become a nomad? That's a big decision. You'll have too much flack in the background to have that kind of answer question. So I would ask it, should I have this kind of tea today? Should I have this kind of tea today? And I would just sit in front of, I have a lot of different teas. So I sit in front of my tea drawer and I go, what about this tea? And then I would start to learn. Everybody's an experiment of one, remember? Everybody will get their answers in different ways. Your intuition comes to you in different ways. And I started to learn how to have a conversation with my intuition. And now, after long enough practicing, now I can ask bigger questions. So if I'm starting to worry about something, or if I think something's going sideways, I will just kind of pause. It felt it, and I know it sounds kind of crazy, right? Who is this girl? She's like a She's a smart girl, right? What is she doing talking to the spirits? It's okay. You can think I'm crazy. It's all good. We're on the Inspired Choices Network. Come on, seriously. So I'll give you a really good example of how it actually proved to me that it was real. And I would, when you're choosing your tea, like, come on. One tea or the other, how you're gonna know if that was in your best good. So I'll always ask, what's in my best good to find out my path forward. And while I was still experimenting, I was on the public transit one day and I was gonna have to transfer. And there's two different routes that I take. One is gets me closer to where I want to go, one is runs more often, but I have to walk further. I didn't want to walk that day. So I just said, hey, is it in my best good to take this bus? Is it in my best good to take this bus? And it told me to take the one that I had to walk further, even though I didn't want to walk. It's like, oh, really? I don't want to. And they're like, yeah, no, take that one. I'm like, okay, fine. So I just trusted it. And I got on the bus and I walked in, and one of my clients, who's this isn't her bus, it's not even her end of town, was on the bus, and I hadn't seen her for a year, and she really needed to connect with me that day. She was having some struggles. I was like, oh, okay, that's why you made me take this bus. I get it. Thank you. And when you get these little incidents that happen, it gives you more faith that you won't know the whys behind everything, but you don't need to know the why. You just need to have the trust. And the trust is the worrying, maybe stop worrying, or maybe derail the worry, or let the worry and the fear exist, but act anyway, right? So, oh, so good. That's one of my favorite stories. Okay, we're going to go on to another break, my friend. If you didn't get a chance yet to give us a review, pop on over, give it a review. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. And we're going to talk about derailing worry. That's what we're talking about. We'll see you in a minute.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
What would it look like to have worry? Imagine this. So this is a good exercise to do. We're talking about who does worry serve. Any of the habits that you have, whether you label them good or bad, they aren't good or bad. They're just habits that you've developed to help you get this far in life. Any of the habits that you have serve a purpose for you. So even if you don't like it, because you say, I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't be like this. I wish I didn't do this. There is a purpose that that habit is serving. And if you have a habit of worrying, it is serving a purpose that you have created over your life. So then the question is, and the question, like this show is called, Who Does Worry Serve? It's serving you. If you're worrying, it's serving you. And part of changing that habit is understanding what it's serving. Like what does it do for you? It's doing something for you or you wouldn't keep doing it. We don't do things that we don't at some level think are helpful. Like even things that we see as negative. So I think about, you know, like people who overeat, people who undereat, people who work out too much, people who never work out. Like all of these habits that we have, even things that are healthy, like, you know, getting enough exercise, you can overdo it. And if the habit becomes detrimental, and we realize that we want to change it, we have to understand, like, what purpose is it serving? So if you're worrying a lot about things, what is the purpose of that worrying? We can say, oh, it's, you know, making sure that I don't make any mistakes. Well, that's impossible. Hello, queen of mistakes. Pardon me. I used to be so afraid of making mistakes. I'm with you. I'm totally with you. I would almost like run and hide if I thought I made a mistake. And I hated when I didn't know something. If somebody asked me something, I was like, oh, why don't I know this? And it's taken me a lot of work and time to understand that there's no need to know everything. And that mistakes aren't failure. And to shift my energy around that. So I had learned that over time, you know, I had learned through my life that knowing the answers was safer and that not making mistakes was safer in my mind. But in reality, if I could have said, well, it's okay to make mistakes and it's okay not to know the answers and worked from that place, then It's more constructive. So your worry, if you are a worrier, or if you know someone who worries a lot, can you shine a light on where you learned this habit? Can you shine a light on how it is doing something to help you feel safe? And if it's not actually doing that job anymore, or it's not needed any longer, maybe thank it. Thanks for trying to keep me safe all this time. I don't need you anymore. It's been nice knowing you. You know, it's like release it. And it's going to take practice. It's absolutely going to take practice. You aren't going to be perfect. Nobody's perfect. Remember my philosophy of life. Nothing is perfect. Nobody's perfect. And that's why life is exciting. That's why it's pretty cool. If you always knew how everything was going to work out, you'd be bored AF, right? So let yourself, when you feel the worry monster come, say, hello, worry monster. Welcome to the party. Can you just have a seat? We're going to have a conversation. Don't let him run around the room screaming and yelling. Sit him down, make him be quiet, give him a cup of coffee, and have a conversation with him about what it is that he's bringing into the party and why. I know it sounds crazy, but these are things that I do. You know, I do talk to my higher self. I do talk to my record keepers. I do talk to the crazy personalities that run around inside my head, because it helps me untangle the complexity of, we make our lives very complex. Life's not complex. It helps me untangle the complexity that I've created so that I can help other people. Once I understand mine, I'm like, oh. So when I see it in other people, I can say, oh, yes, by the way, I think I can help you with that. By the way, if you've made it this far, love you to the moon and back. And because the show's almost at an end, I want to let you know that I still have some times available for the aligned activation audit. And this is a free hour with me to just go through some questions to help you kind of unpack and get some serious clarity. I'm not trying to fix anything, and I don't actually need to, because once we go through these questions and we dig down into some of the things that are going on, most of the time it's you who realizes what's going on. And I mean, I can see patterns and I give you feedback, and I will also at the end of it give you some ideas of how to move yourself. All you have to do is email me info@heatherstewart.coach and put in activation audit, and we will get you set up and get you going. Because this is a way, this is something that I'm probably going to charge for in the future, because it's a whole hour and it's pretty powerful. But I feel like right now, this is an amazing thing to give to you, my listener, and offer you to get some clarity on. Maybe you want to talk about worrying. Maybe you want to talk about manifesting. I don't know. You are your experiment of one. So I want you to be as successful and happy and joyous and free and in love with life as much as you want to be, because that's why we are here. Abraham says, Abraham, the Esther Hicks Abraham entity says, you know, we are here to have fun. So if you're not having fun, then you're going in the wrong direction, right? So my friend, spend some time today having fun. Pop me an email, info@heatherstewart.coach. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. This is Illuminate Your Worth. I am Heather Stewart. We spent today talking about worrying and all the things about worry. There's probably even more to it than that. But send me a message if you have any comments, and make sure pop over and give us a review.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today. and keep shining.